to Phantom. From the World Wide Web, welcome to Phantom Radio. Presented by the Kegel Company, the number one lane maintenance company in the world. Well, Phantom fans, this week's special guest is a man who has been with us many times now, and we promise to have him back. He has been involved with bowling for many years in many different capacities. He's worked on the PBA road staff for 14 years, first as press director, then as assistant national tour director. Then he had the unenviable task of following Harry Golden as a national tournament director. He's an award-winning bowling writer who has been writing about the sport for more than 40 years. And he's written for Bowler's Journal International and Bowling Digest. And he has been a bowling blog called Spare Change. And he's been the bowling columnist for the Peoria Journal Star for the past 17 years. And he's also on the board of directors for the International Bowling Media Association. And he just received the prestigious IBMA Luby Hall of Fame Award at Bowl Expo. So please say hello to my good friend, Johnny Campos. Hello, Johnny, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Phantom. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here with you. I follow your show almost every week, and thanks for inviting me to be on with you once again.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I really do appreciate you taking the time to be here with us again on Phantom Radio this week. And as I said in the opening, it's great to have you back, and I have a lot to talk with you about, so let's just get right to it. Are you ready for this?
Sure, Phantom, ask me whatever you want.
All right. Well, I never know what you're going to say, but you've been with us several times now, and you always bring a lot of history and great memories and laughs for our listeners to enjoy. And we get a lot of feedback from the listeners. They love to hear your stories, and just your sense of history is awesome. But I can't wait to hear what you got for us this month, so go ahead, Pards, the stage is yours, and tell us what's on your mind for this month, okay?
Okay, Phantom, this month I was thinking about talking about one of my mentors when I started out as a bowling writer. Last week marked 4 years since we lost a good friend of mine from San Antonio, the legendary John Jowdy. He died on August 1st of 2013 at the age of 93. But he was one of the most sought-after bowling coaches in the world, even into his 90s. And a lot of the bowlers knew him as Old Buck, and he helped coach some of the greatest bowlers on both the men's and women's tours over the years. But he wasn't only a great coach, he was also a great bowling writer. A lot of people might not have realized that. And he had a great sense of humor. Some of my favorite stories from Old Buck were the Jowdyisms he came up with, similar to what the great Chris Berman used to do it on ESPN when he was reporting baseball and football results. He had stuff, you know, Bert be back by 11, Albert Winnie the Pujols, yeah, and Mike, you're in good hands with Allstott. He always had great names like that. So Jowdy decided to come up with some nicknames for the bowlers on the PBA Tour. And there are some oldies but goodies from the old PBA Tour, and here are some of my favorites, and there are some groaners. I'll have to warn the listeners about that. I'll start off. We got Scott Brandy Alexander, Chris Barnes and Noble, and there was a guy from Korea, YH, Where Have You Been? We had Eddie Graham Cracker, Lonnie Up Against the Wallazek, Michael Haugendaz, Doug Lubricant, Paul Coca-Coler, but it's actually pronounced Kaler, but Jowdy took a little creative license with some of these names. We had Larry Strong as an Oxendine, a part-time player on tour. Marshall No You Kent, actually that's one of the current players on tour. Jeff Tin Lizzy, Mark Tennessee Williams, Jason Kids Should Be Seen and Not Heard, Justin the Nick of Time Romick, Mark Key Mosabi, Jason Sectional Couch, and Dave Benedict Arnold. I go on. I could go on if you want, because there's lots more.
Yeah, give us some more. I love them.
Okay, we got there was several for one of the all-time greats. We had either Parker Bad to the Bone, Parker Bone Marrow, or Parker Throw Him a Bone. We got Norm Marmaduke, Dale American Bald Eagle, and Jowdy liked Eric Knife and Forkle for Eric Forkle. I tried to get him to go with Eric Simon and Garfunkel. I thought that was kind of cool. Then you got Brian Heinrich Himmler, Steve Killaman Jaros,
wow.
Dave Wizard of Ozio, Brian Chocolate LeClaire, Curtis Odom Golden Slippers, John Maserati, Bill Thousand Oaks, I just saw him in Vegas at the USBC tournament, Ernie Luxenschlegel, I gave him that one, and Brad Slow as a Snell, Butch Drunk or Soper, Norm Hepatitis, Wayne World Wide Web. I updated that one, actually. It used to be Spider Web. I thought this was a little more appropriate. Dave Watka Tonic, Steve Short Order Cook, Richard Prairie Wolf, Paul Lone Wolf, Steve My Favorite Martin, and Jason King of Queen.
Wow, man, I'll tell you. You know, I knew about most of those. There was a couple I'd never heard before, but just bringing back some of those names from the past, that's awesome. I love the kind of stories, parts of it. I'm going to let you rest your voice for a minute or two, because I need to tell our listeners about this month's Storm Bowling Trivia Contest winners, okay?
Oh, sure, Phantom, no problem.
All right, well, this month, our fourth place winner is Arnie Sterling, and Arnie's going to win a special prize from the Glover Tournament Committee. And our third place winner is Kate Sheridan, and she's going to win a very special prize from the Phantom himself. And our runner-up this month is Jimmy Winslow. He's going to win a collection of souvenirs from Bowl Expo 2017. And our grand prize winner this month is John Wolf. He's going to win an accessory item from Storm. So, John, please contact me as soon as possible so I can put you in touch with our friends at Storm. And those are our August Storm Bowling Trivia Contest winners. And I want to congratulate all of this month's winners. And I want to thank Storm Bowling, Strike 10 Entertainment, the Glover Tournament Committee, and the Kegel Company for all this month's prizes. And also to all of you Phantom Fan Club members for participating in the contest. We really do appreciate your involvement. Okay, Johnny, we're back from that short break, and I'm sure you got more, but go ahead and lay some on us, whatever you got.
Well, actually, as a matter of fact, I do, Phantom. I came up with some new nicknames for some of our current and even some of the past stars that Jowdy had missed. And see what you think of these, although listeners will be showing their age if they recognize all of these references.
Okay.
We'll start off with some of the hottest bowlers on tour. We got Jason Belmonte, Fruits and Vegetables. E.J. Tackett to Ride,
yeah, okay.
Little Beatles reference. Sean Skinrash, DJ Longbow Archer,
wow.
Dom Grin and Barrett, Jacob Butterf Inger, Tommy, Me and Mrs. Jones,
wow.
One of the young bowlers on tour, AJ Charlie Chapman, Andres Selena Gomez, Graham Johann Sebastian Fock.
Wow, that's tough to say.
Yeah, it is. You got Yosef Fala La La La. And from the women's tour, Danielle Ian McEwen. We got the USBC All Events champion, Brad Maya Angelo. And, of course, one of the all-time greats, and he loves golf, Marshall It's in the Holman. Another all-time great, Dave Como Estad Husted, John Nothing Ventured, Nothing Gains, Pontus Pilot Anderson,
wow.
Brian Who's the Voss, Sammy Ventura Highway, Gary Millennium Faulkner, for all the Star Wars fans, Mike Buenos Dias, Emilio That's a Mora, John Extravagant, Bruce Greeneggs and Hamilton, AJ, you doesn't have to call me Johnson.
Wow.
Another women's tour bowler, Liz Magic Johnson, Warren Half Nelson. Couple for Tom Hess, we got either Tom Melova Hess or Tom Porgian Hess, Connor First Round Pickford, and of course his doubles partner, Anthony Carly Simonson, Jason Howard Sterner, Kyle Boy Scout Troop, Cameron Wen and Weir, Frank Ernest and Julio Gallo, Lonesome Brian Goebel, Mike Scroggins and Messina, James New Kids on Knobloch,
wow.
Edward Long John Silva, a former pitcher, John Charcoal Burkett. I actually stole that from Chris Berman, but I thought it was still pretty good because John Bowles now on the senior tour. Chris Warren Peace, Charlie Leather and Lacey, the former Jeff Welcome Mattingly, Rhino Sports Page, Oscu, Emerson Lake and Palermo, Anthony Pepe Le Pew, Christopher Dan Prather, Tom Norwegian Smallwood,
wow.
Jesper Svensson TV Dinner, Darren Tang Dynasty, Pete the Devil and Daniel Weber, and Rob, we are the Worrell.
Wow. I was listening to those very close. You got everything in there. You got foreigners. You got songs. You got Republicans. You got Democrats. It's unreal. Women, no wonder you're a writer, man. You're so creative. That's awesome. So, Amos, what else you got? I can tell you got more on your mind.
I took care of some of the ball reps and ball drillers, stuff like that. I have a couple for, you got Bill Carnegie Hall, or you even have Bill Kids in the Hall. You got Tim Fleetwood Mac, Chuck Rowengardner. That was the name from the kid in Rookie of the Year movie. Wes Sweet Potato Pie.
Wow.
And last but not least, Len Buffalo Nicholson. We could do a whole show on these, Phantom, and maybe some of your listeners can come up with some different ones for some of the newer, even PBA 50 players. It'd be interesting to see what they came up with.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have a special prize. I'm going to give out a prize in the next week or 10 days. Whoever sends in the best ones, I'm going to give them a prize because these are awesome. It brings back old memories, and I'll tell you, it's very, very creative, unbelievable. But, you know, we could go out all day, like you said, but we are running a little bit short of time. But I can tell you got more on your mind, so give us what you got, Pards.
Okay, I don't have any new names for a couple of Hall of Famers, Dave Ferraro and Walter Ray Williams Jr., but they were involved in a classic title match in the 1988 Budweiser Touring Players Championship in Taylor, Michigan. Ferraro was the top seed, and he finished second the week before in the Budweiser Classic, so he was on a nice roll. And Walter Ray was also making his second straight show. He finished third in the Budweiser Classic, and he qualified second for the TV finals in Taylor. And it was kind of rough out there. He edged Roger Bowker 179-178 to reach the title game, so it was kind of a challenging condition. Mm-hmm. And Walter, he has always been known as one of the best spare shooters in the history of the PBA. Some years, his single pin misses didn't even reach double figures. This guy was accurate. But in this particular tournament, Deadeye missed a 10-pin in the title game twice.
Wow.
He did it in the second and sixth frames. He threw both of them in the right gutter. But he still had a chance to win the game because Ferraro, like I said, it was a tough condition. He really didn't get lined up until his last few shots. Walter Ray could have doubled in the 10th frame for the win, but he left the 3-6-10 on his first ball and lost the match 212-195. If he converts those 10 pins, it's a totally different story. So that was just an unbelievable finish in that tournament. Really? And speaking of Williams, he was a victim of the 300 game by Johnny Petraglia in the TV finals of the 1994 PBA National at Ducat's Imperial Lanes in Toledo, Ohio. And that was a great game by Petraglia. He got a little break in the 11th. He tripped out a late 8-pin on his 11th shot. I can still remember it on his way. And he earned a $100,000 bonus for his televised perfect game. And he beat Walter 300-194. But the interesting thing about that is a lot of people might not remember that was not the championship match. Petraglia lost the semifinal to Dale Traber, 193-188. And in fact, there was only one other game over 200 on the show, and that was in the opening match when Petraglia beat Eric Forkel 237-181 in the opening match. And in the title match, this is what was interesting. Dale Traber was facing his younger brother, Dave, who flirted with some PBA scoring records during the regular portion of the tournament. It was a 56-game format. He averaged 238 for all of his games, and he was close to a couple of scoring records with and without bonus pins. Dale Traber, he was fighting against Petraglia and Walter Ray for the number two spot on the show, and he had to have a good game against his red-hot brother to hold them off in the position round match. Dale, who was mostly a regional player, one of the all-time great winners in regionals, but he ended up winning the position round match 225-184 to secure the number two seed going into the TV finals. And at that time, I don't know if it's happened since, but at that time it was the only time where two brothers went for a PBA national title, and really it was actually almost anticlimactic. It was a tough scoring condition, as I mentioned. They were both kind of lost during the show. Dale left a couple of costly splits, including a big four in the eighth frame. Dave, who was a regular touring player, he ended up winning four PBA titles on the national tour. He got a split in the second round, in the second frame, and he almost left the big four in the 10th frame, but he broke it down and won the match 196-187. The funny thing about their match on Friday night, though, a lot of people thought that Dave might have thrown the position round match to help his brother qualify second for the show. I really doubt it. I don't know if you remember these guys, but they were very competitive, especially with each other. And I really can't see either of them giving anything away, no matter what was at stake.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. There was no way. They were both so competitive. In fact, they both, one of them wanted to be the straightest player of all time. and the other guy wanted to be straighter. So, yeah, they had an inward competition going. I know that they couldn't have thrown it to each other. That would have been unreal. But, Johnny, I can't believe how quickly the time flies this show, but that was really entertaining. I love all these things that you come up with. You're really a genius. No wonder you're in the Hall of Fame, Parge. What a great writer you are. But that shows that it's the fastest show in all of sports, and I really do appreciate you being on with us. And I always enjoy talking with you, and you stay available because I'm going to have you back in a few weeks, and we'll do something else, so I'm going to put your creative mind to use. Be thinking about what you want to talk about next time, because we're going to do it again, so stay available. And you keep up the good work, and I look forward to talking to you again soon, Pards, somewhere down the road.
Thanks, Phantom. Once again, I enjoyed it. It's been a lot of fun.
Man, oh man, that's the fastest show in all of sports, no question about it. But Phantom fans, that's going to wrap up another show for this week, and I hope that you all enjoyed it. You enjoyed hearing from Johnny Campos. And we look forward to talking to all of you again next week. We'll have yet another interesting guest to talk to. In closing, we sincerely want to thank our sponsors, EliteBowling.com, Storm Bowling Products, Stars and Strikes, America's Bowling News Magazine, Brad Edelman from the High Roller fame, and our good friend Dave Kowalski for their valued and continued support of our show. We appreciate all that they do to keep us coming back to you each and every week. So for Phantom Radio, this is the Phantom.